Today's Monday, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. This is Robert Lee Camp. I'm the author of Carve Your Destiny and Love Cards. I'm here to educate and entertain, hopefully, and just to have fun with you. We have a lot of participation on this show. And for those of you who are new, just sit back and take it in. You're welcome to call in and ask a question. I'm going to make an announcement about the numbers here in a few minutes because they're different than normal. And different than what I announced today, actually, too. So let's see. Where to begin? We have so many things to talk about tonight. It's hard to say where to begin. So we'll start out with the date. Today is November 23rd, and this is a Ten of Hearts birthday. Now, we're on the cusp. So anybody born today may be a Scorpio, and they may be a Sag, because they're on the cusp. Typically, I would say Sagittarian, but it's a possibility of a Scorpio to a really late Scorpio some years. So, but we're just going to assume for conversation tonight that we're talking about Sagittarians. And this birthday would be a Ten of Hearts with an Ace of Diamonds ruling card. That's like having two aces as cards. So somebody born today is going to be extremely ambitious. A person born today is really going to be motivated to find some success in life. And the Ten of Hearts, of course, is going to want to be noticed by other people. And isn't it interesting that Billy the Kid, the famous train robber and bank robber of the West, was born today. He was born November 23rd. So I bet you a lot of it was because he wanted that fame, that Ten of Hearts would like to be noticed. And as you know, the Ten of Hearts has a Jack of Clubs as a first karma card, and that means that there could be trouble with being honest. And a lot of Ten of Hearts have gotten into trouble by not being honest in their life, and which means you would naturally expect there to be a lot of politicians who are Ten of Hearts, and indeed there are. Actually, born today was Senator Charles Schumer, and let's see, one of our presidents was born today, Franklin Pierce, quite a long time ago. Who else do we have born today? Young actor Austin Majors, but even more famous, Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, born today. And rapper, actor, Corrupt of the Dog Pound. And we have Bruce Hornsby. He's a one-album wonder. One album, one hit, that was it. Bruce Hornsby. Great song, the way it is, but didn't get very far after that. Who else we have born? Boris Karloff was born today. Susan Anspach, actress. Joe Estevez, screenwriter. This is really creative birthday. I mean, there could be people born today could be lots of different occupations they get into, but it would probably be creative, and there's a lot of ambition, so there'd be a desire to really go to the top of their field. So happy birthday, anybody born today. Now we can get into our announcements, and we have, for those who are new, we have a contest every Monday night. And if you call in with the answer, you win a free report from our software. And if nobody calls in with the answer, the first person who emails me with the answer will get the prize. And my email address is at the bottom of every page of 7thunders.com. So if you want to email in the answer, you can do it that way. Today's question has it's a two-parter. Well, actually, either part will win. It's a question and a bonus question, okay? And the bonus question is really going to be hard. I only know one person who knows the answer to this, so don't feel bad if you don't get it. You might get the first one, though. So the question is, what is the name of the first book that I ever wrote about the cards? That's number one. That was the first book I wrote about 20 years ago when I was living in L.A. What was the name of that book? And the second question, the bonus question is, what is the name of the first book I ever published? Not on the cards, but ever got published, period. Might have been a card book, might not have been a card book, but I was published, been published several times. What is the name of the first book that I ever got published? If you can get that one, wow, you really know me pretty well, okay? Anyway, okay, so now let's get into the announcements. First of all, there is some technical difficulty on the lines. Yeah, Seth, I know that you know that answer. You can't call in. Oh, by the way, one of my listeners last week reminded me that I said once that people in the Magi Fellowship, the group that I train, personally train and certify, that I said that they can't answer these questions, and I'm going to stick with that. I apologize for forgetting last week, but Magi Fellowship members, they're allowed to call in and chat, but they're not allowed to win the contest, okay? So everybody else is up for grabs for you. Okay, good. Now let's see here. Call-in numbers are different than I sent out tonight. You might want to write one of these down if you don't already have it. Line one is the first three all start with the area code 530. Okay? 530. And the number for line one is 776-5144. The number for line two is 776-5154. And the number for line three is 413-4522. These are the call-in lines. They'll all start with 530. There's one more call in line four, and the number for that is 415-287-0074. Okay? Okay, now, we have more announcements. I hate to deluge you with announcements. We'll get to the talk here in a minute. Most of you know there was a product special email that went out today. You should have gotten it. And I just want to tell you a little bit about it. I created some new CDs. I had this idea. Wouldn't it be nice to give somebody you know a copy of Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards, or even if you're new and never got them, give it to yourself, and also have a video that would sort of help that person get right into it. So I took the time to create some videos. Each one's about 40 minutes long. And basically I just introduce the person to the book, what it can do for them, what pages different things fall on, how to get right into it, and get the most out of it. And those are on sale on 7thunders.com. But we have a special and I meant this to be like a special to give somebody. You can get both books, which retail for like $55 together. And you can get both these CDs, which are videos, which are each $10. So that would be $75. You can get all those and as one package for $49.95. That's only going to be good, and all these specials are only good till midnight Thanksgiving night, which is this coming Thursday. Okay? That's one of the things. We also have a special on our software. I rarely lower the price on the software, but right now, if you purchase both programs, you can get them for $549 instead of $649, which is already discounted $100 from the $749 that they sell for separately. So, if you need information about that, if you didn't get the email today, email me and I'll send it to you so you know the links and everything, special links for all that stuff. There's another special, but I'll talk about that later because I want to get into our discussion tonight. But one last thing to mention is, for those of you who live in the Midwest, or for those of you who don't mind traveling, I'm going to be teaching in January 2000, next year, in Fairfield, Iowa. And it's a two-day class. This is very unusual for me to even travel and teach, and especially to teach such a long class. So this is going to be for beginners and intermediate-level students. Anybody basically can attend. I guarantee you, no matter how much you know about the cards, you will learn a lot at this class. There's information on my website. It's going to be January 23rd and 24th, 2010, in Fairfield, Iowa. For those of you who don't know, and I've actually never been there, but I've heard a lot about Fairfield, it's the home of a huge community of people who were all TM meditators. So it's the home of TM. So there's a lot of spiritual energy there. And I'm really looking forward to going there and just experiencing that place. This is Midwest, but hey, you can if you can travel, why don't you come? You'll enjoy it. Probably going to be cold. Hope I have clothing warm enough myself, actually. But it's being held at a really beautiful healing center there called Sacred Stone Healing. And there's going to be lots of opportunities to get some healing done while you're there if you choose. So that's happening on January 23rd, 24th of next year, which is a couple months from now. And all the information is on 7thunders.com. Okay. Having said all that, now we can get into our talk tonight, which is about names. And I've been a student of names. I've just been kind of studying names as a hobby. Something told me a long time ago, I don't know, I got it in my head somehow, that the name that we're born with is important, that it means something. It has karmic implications. It could be like a science, like astrology with names, and maybe there is, and I don't know about it. There probably is. I'm starting to see some things myself. And I just want to share a few things. And first of all, I want to talk about people who change their name. Now, this is the Aquarian age, and anybody can do anything. But I do think that if you've changed your name from the name you were born with, you've probably done something to sort of, I don't know, I think it's, to me, it kind of feels like an avoidance of one's personal karma. And in many cases, I feel like we lose a lot. People lose a lot by changing their name. I think the name that we're born with is not given to us by our parents at all, but given to us by our spirit guides. I mean, who put these names in the heads of parents anyway? And when you hear all the things I'm going to tell you about names, you're going to see that it's kind of obvious that the parents didn't name you. They were just the vehicles for you getting that name, but you got that name yourself. It was a name you sort of contracted to come in here with. Okay? Now, I know many of my listeners may disagree with me about this thing, about changing your name, but that's okay. We can all have different opinions about it. This is just my opinion. You can take it or leave it. So, with this name that you have, you'll find that a lot of people don't use the name they were born with. Like women whose name was Susan, they might call themselves Sally or something else, or Sue, or Deborah would be called Debbie. William would call himself Bill or Billy or Billy Boy or Billy Bob or something along these lines. So you can notice that a lot of people are using what I call their child name. They're using their name that they were given as a child. And you can say that these people on some level don't really want to grow up. Okay, there's a part of them doesn't want to really stand up. And sometimes people will call me for a reading and I say to them, you know, if you want to have more power and success in your life, you ought to think about using the name you were born with. Anyway, so, you know, hold on 1 second. Don, I'm a little distracted by the sounds in the station. Can you mute that? Thank you. Okay, so this is the name you were born with. Like, I've seen a lot of people who went from being unsuccessful to being very successful by changing their name to what they're born with. I remember one guy I know, he was a King of Spades. Well, King of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck. He called himself Jack. And as a Jack, all he did was play around. He didn't have any responsibility. He was irresponsible. Even though he was a King of Spades, you really would think he was a Jack. And he was acting like his name was actually John. And I said to him, you know, Jack, if you would like to have more going in your life, you might consider changing your name to John. He goes, I used to use John when I worked in a corporation. And yeah, it was very successful. But it's like he would have a choice about it. But he called himself Jack while he was being the playboy. Okay? So this name that you were born with is powerful. And I also use my whole name. I use Robert B. I used to just use Robert Camp. I remember when I was living at the ashram and I worked as a construction purchasing agent, I used the name Bob. That was my dad's name. It wasn't really my name, but the guys that I would go out and buy materials from seemed appropriate to use the name Bob. They all called me Bob, and that was that, you know. So, but now I'm using Robert Lee Camp, my entire name, and I feel really good about that, really complete and whole. Now, you'll notice that people who are Jacks, especially women I've seen, and but men too, it's so often that their name starts with a J. I mean, Jill, Jane, Jamie, I can't even think of all of them. I have some people in my database who their first and last names are both J's, like Jill Jameson or something like this. And of course they're a Jack. They're a Jack birth card or a Jack ruling card, or in some cases a Jack karma card. Anybody born with a J name, you know, is going to be acting like a Jack, going to be creative, youthful, maybe like Peter Pan, never want to grow up. Very interesting. And you'll find that men who are, I've already talked about this before, but men who are doing sales or politician or political work usually use a Jack name. They always use that little boy name because they're all lying. They want to sell you. They need your votes, so they'll say whatever it takes to get your votes. Now, women whose names start with a K are kings. Now, there aren't a lot of K names for men, but there's a lot of K names for women, Catherine, Kate, things like this. And it's amazing how many of them are kings, king birth card or king ruling card. But I want to add to that list that there's these certain names that I've noticed that women have that they're going to always be a really powerful card. Women whose name is like Elizabeth, Victoria, Alexandria, Dominique, even Gabriella, these names which bespeak of royalty, this person, no matter how old they are going to demand that you give them respect and are going to be powerful. These people are powerful. So I'm always looking out for these women whose names are like these queens because I know how they're going to be. I think it's kind of funny, but that's how it is. Okay, so that's basically the things. Oh, one last thing. If you have a name, it's Lee. Lee is a loner's name. That's my middle name. And people who have Lee in their name generally like to spend a lot of time by themselves. Can be kind of hermits also. Okay? So that's our little talk about names. I hope you found some of that interesting. I was a little distracted by the station noise, but we've got through that. So there is some technical difficulties on the with the lines maybe, but keep calling, keep trying, and I will announce the numbers that I have again after the break. Speaking of the break, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll come back and start answering our phone calls and see if anybody got our contest question, which I'll announce again after the break when I come back. We're going to listen to a song from my CD. It's called Bhakti Rock, the song. And this song is going to be the song Journey. So after Journey, we'll be right back, and we'll be taking your calls. See you soon.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Rama Sita, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Murare, Jai Rama Sita, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare
Murare. I can still hear you in the studio. Oh. Can you hear me? Oh, hi. Who is this? This Donna? Okay, I apologize. I'm a little discombobulated here. Things aren't working the way I planned. So, Donna, welcome to the show. I apologize.
Thank you.
And your birthday, if I have it correct, is 9/17/1956. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh, that's correct.
So you recently had a birthday?
Yes.
Great. And what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
The first one is, in looking at the life spread and the spiritual spread, looking for connections in a relationship, specifically looking at the Mercury Moon card, what effect does a vertical relationship have on a relationship?
Well, if you look, when you're looking at love cards, if you're looking at the connections you have with somebody else, mm-hmm. It doesn't specify vertical, but it does specify diagonal by saying it's mutual.
Mm-hmm.
So if it says like M-A-M, for example, that means mutual Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay?
So mutual connections are double strong because they go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas direct and vertical connections go one direction stronger than the other. So like if somebody is your Mars card, direct from you or vertical, they might attract you or upset you, make you mad. But you would not make them mad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're both Mars to each other, like in a mutual connection, you could both be mad. You could both get mad at each other. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
and that's
good.
That's based on a diagonal connection, that mutual connection.
Yeah. Okay. All the diagonal connections, I call them mutual connections.
Okay.
Right. What's your next question?
The next question is, I was looking at, I think, YouTube or something today, and I saw you on there, and you were talking about money and talking about a year when you had the Seven of Diamonds as your long-range card.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I have that this year, if I recall.
Yes, you do.
And you and you said that in on YouTube that you went through a spiritual transformation it was one of the most challenging money years for you until that point when you went through that transformation. Can you share with me, if possible, what that transformation was?
Well, it's kind of a long story, so it's a little too long for the show. Do you know I've written a book about that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's called The Big Money Book, and it's
okay.
on my website. And I tell the whole story in great detail, how I went to the very bottom and then had a change in the whole way I was looking at my life that just drastically shifted my relationship with money and caused me to have instant success with money at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in there. And anybody can do it, but, you know, we each have our own breaking points, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody breaks at a different place. So it took a lot for me to break me down, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I can't be real specific for you, but I can give you just say that, you know, it's discussed in there in great detail.
Was it anything that was majorly specific that you can share?
No, I would rather have you read the book, actually. You know,
okay.
Invest in that for yourself and then read about it. I think it'd be worth your time and your money to do that. If that's what you want. If you want more prosperity in your life.
I do.
I searched and searched, just for the benefit of people listening. I searched and searched. I knew there was an answer about money, but I didn't know what it was. I knew that there was something I could understand about money that I didn't really get. And none of the books I read, all these books on affirmations and stuff, none of that stuff worked for me. Because I was very diligent in my pursuit of the truth about money, I eventually found it. And that's what's in the book. Everything that actually worked is what's in the Big Money Book.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sure you'll get a lot out of it.
All right, well, thank
okay,
you.
So I'm going to have to let you go because I have other callers and we don't have a lot of time to spend, but you're welcome to call again next week and ask your next question, all right?
All right, thank you.
Have a good night, Donna. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, moving right along, we're going to move to Paula, whose birthday is September 9th, 1968. Are you there, Paula?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Good.
And you, did I get your date right, your birthday?
Yeah, 9968.
Okay, so are you new to this system?
No.
Okay. So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I was actually hoping you could do a little compatibility check on someone.
And who is that?
January 18th, 1971.
And what's the story? I mean, how far along have you guys proceeded?
I've known this person for a while. Went through a divorce, and I guess, you know, I'm just wondering. There's been some difficulties with this person. I'm just wondering, long term, is, you know,
mm-hmm.
I guess,
yeah.
What's the connection?
Okay. Well, I mean, this is not somebody that you have all that strong a connections with. Okay?
Okay.
So your decision to invest time in this is, I don't know what the reason would be. Maybe you feel some sort of karmic obligation, you know? Perhaps. Because I don't think this is a relationship that is especially significant for you unless you've just made it that way. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, there is a past life Neptune connection with you, too. And Neptune can be a very strong pull in a relationship,
but still. That's what it feels like. It's a major pull.
Yeah, well, but still, I don't think
difficult.
This relationship should be all that big of a deal. Your cards are living, you're from completely different neighborhoods. And there aren't really a lot of connections between you that are significant, in my opinion. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there are some, but, you know, nothing that I would say, oh, this is going to be the person you're going to be with. Now, if it's very difficult, then you know it's a karmic thing that you've come to learn something about yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's true for all of us, really, you know. If it's difficult,
yeah.
If it's difficult and we still want to be in the relationship, then we know it's a karmic thing. See?
Okay, that makes total sense then.
And it's not, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with choosing that. It's much better if you choose it consciously, of course. That way you can, you know, get on with your work with it, you know. It's good.
Okay. But did you get an answer to the question?
Do you have the answer?
Well, I mean, I have this book, and it's the oldest one I found. It's the Cards of Your Destiny. It's the blue one.
There's one before that.
There is. Oh,
but good
okay.
try. That's a good try.
Okay.
Thanks for calling,
thank you very
Paula.
Much.
All right. Have a good night. Yeah, let's see. Somebody emailed in and got one of them. I think she must have Googled me. Because you guys are pretty smart, you know. Some of you guys are smart, so you look up, you Google, and you find me somehow. And somebody did. She found the bonus question answer. I don't think she would have known it. Maybe she did, but I sort of doubt it. It's pretty obscure. Okay, let's move on. We're going to keep moving. Now, I want to announce these numbers. They've changed tonight, just in case you don't have them. The first three lines are the ones we're using. They all start with 530. We have 776-5144, 776-5154, and 413-4522. We may get the fourth line going, too, at some point. Okay, we'll see. Next up is Mabel, I think, and her birthday
yes.
is April 28th. Are you there with us, Mabel?
Yes, I am.
And
Robert.
What's your year yes. of birth, Mabel?
1947.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You know, I missed your number sixes the other week, and I really, because I'm a six of club, I really hate I missed that.
Well, you know, we recorded it, and it'll be up on my website soon. If you
yeah, but I've been looking for it.
If you send me an email and remind me, it'll get up there sooner.
Okay, thank you. You know, you made a comment one week a while back. You said that the six of club is one of the most blessed cards of all, and I'm saying with a six being a karmic card, how could he say that?
Well, why do you say it's a karmic card? Where did you get that information?
Okay, aren't sixes usually karmic?
Well, six is the number of karma, yes.
Right.
But karma comes in two flavors.
Yes, good and bad.
That's right.
Right.
It's not all bad.
Can I try to answer the question?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm the one that you caught. I knew one about the order. I think the Order of the Magi or the Magi. Magi is your first book?
Nope.
It isn't?
Nope, but good
try. On the benchmarking, the search for industries, that's the first one you published?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I think you Googled a different Robert Camp.
Okay. Okay. I wanted to ask you something regarding you. Well, I have another question I can ask you, right?
You can ask one more question, yes. Please do.
Okay. The six of club. Well, I wanted you to answer that first statement you made. Do you remember making that statement about you
yes,
said it was a blessed
yes,
card?
Yes, absolutely. See,
May
here's the deal. Here's
that?
The deal. Yes, you. Every six person is really a super aware of karma. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean they have like exceedingly bad karma to deal with. It doesn't mean that. It could mean that for some of them. You know, I think it'd be good for you to wait and listen to the recording because I go into it in great depth, you know,
okay.
all about the sixes. And so I think it'd be better for you to wait and listen. I can't do the whole thing here on the show again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know that. I know that.
Yeah.
Okay, real
so,
quick, second question. I'm going to get off of that one because you said that, listen, I went into Saturn on the 22nd of November.
Yep.
And I know you said a while back, Saturn doesn't have to be such a bad thing. And I looked at my cards. And if I remember, they're heart cards. I can't remember exactly which ones.
Jack of Hearts and a Six of Hearts.
Right. And I know that has to do with me really coming to love my own self. is not looking for it in other people. But I seem to attract, I have this thing about I want to be, I want my freedom, but yet I want to have someone close.
Mm-hmm.
But I want my freedom.
Yeah. So, well, I don't think you even have any idea what these cards are about yet. It's a little early yet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you just entered the period yesterday.
Right.
This is going to be something that you have to deal with from your past.
Exactly.
And it's not going to be about your relationship to yourself. It's going to be about somebody else. Okay?
Okay, I want to ask you something. I have a blanked out childhood period that I don't remember nothing, and I know something tragic happened.
Uh-huh.
And I've been asking for those things to reveal themselves because I think that's where I've been sabotaging myself in the subconscious.
Yeah,
like,
it's possible.
It seems like every time, pardon me?
That's possible.
And every time these diamond cards come up for me where I should really have the money come in because of my, I know what my reason for being because I have studied the North Node. The South Node. I'm really into the North and South Node.
Yeah.
In Chiron, where I'm wounded at, but I seem to cannot hit it. I don't know what it is that's blocking me from allowing the money and financial area to come to me, except the way I was taught about money, sex, and power through religion. And I think that's one of the areas too that I'm working on, but I haven't come to the point where it's been released out of my energy field, where I have this certain belief system that's running in the subconscious.
Well, Mabel, you know, I can't really help you with that on this show. It's a long thing what
yeah,
we're talking
I know,
about
just,
here, you know.
I understand that.
But I do think you could benefit quite a bit from reading the Big Money Book, which I talked to somebody else about just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
No matter
and
what
I wanna
the cause.
Buy the system. Can I cut you off? I don't mean to be cutting. I know we got short time. I want to buy that system. It is actually $549 and not $749.
Yes. Only till now, till Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving night at midnight, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, well, right. I'm going to purchase it because I've been using the system with helping a whole lot of people.
Did you get the email I sent out today?
Yes, I did, regarding the video. And I wanted to know what the difference was, a video CD and then a DVD CD. I mean, a DVD,
well,
I don't understand the
video CD, it's a video that plays on your computer, not on a DVD player. It plays on a computer screen.
Okay. Would you recommend that over the DVD, over doing, okay, the software system is totally different. Should I email you this about this?
Yeah. These are questions that would be better to email me. That sounds
okay.
Like a good
thank
idea.
You very much.
I'll be happy
so
to answer.
My karma cards are not that, my cards aren't that bad for Saturn?
Look, you have a great card. Your birth card is great. You got some difficult cards, but everybody gets through their Saturn period.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great talking to you, Mabel. You know, she's a Queen of Hearts ruling card, and the Queen of Hearts are known to be very dreamy, but they're also extremely powerful. Could you feel the power? And Six of Clubs also, very powerful people. So even though, you know, these are nice cards, this is a combination of a person that doesn't do anything she doesn't want to do. Okay, let's move right along here. Oh, the contest question was, I'll just refresh in case you want to try to call in. What was the first book on the cards, the name of the first book on the cards that I wrote? And I'll tell you, it was about 18 years ago. And then the next question is, what was the very first book that I ever got, that I ever had published altogether? And by the way, the first book on the cards was published. I published it myself. What's the name of that? And then the bonus question is, what's the first book I ever wrote? Okay? So, and that was even before then. Okay, so moving right along, we're going to move to Janet from Florida. Her birthday is July 5th, 1968. Are you there, Janet? Hello? I hear heavy breathing. Anybody there?
Hello?
What are you doing?
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Hello?
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 I don't think she can hear me. I don't think she can hear me, Seth.
Hello?
Let's just go ahead and move on to the next person. Okay. So who do we have next? We have Ann from Arizona.
Hello?
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 I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone here tonight. What's going on?
Hello? Robert Camp?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, so we're having some difficulties tonight with the phone system, I think. We'll see if Seth can get somebody else on here. Okay. Let's see who we have. Anyone there?
Yeah, this is Ann from Arizona. Can you hear me, Robert? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Robert. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, it was all messed up. You were saying hello, and I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Okay, I got it now.
So this is Janet from Florida.
No, this is Ann from Arizona.
Oh, Ann. Oh, wow. Okay, I was all missed. And your birthday is January 31st?
Right.
1957. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Ann. So, have you been on the show before? Have you called in?
Yeah, well, about 2 years ago I called in.
Oh, good. So what would you like to talk about tonight?
Oh, okay. I'm going to be starting a new job December 1st. And I'm wondering if it's a auspicious, good move for me. And I'm also thinking about moving, sometime next year. And I'm wondering about that.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think the job is definitely very auspicious, and it's a good thing for you to do.
I thought that it might be.
I mean, I'm looking at the cards, and the indications are this is something that you really had to do. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like part of a new beginning for you.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Okay.
So
the move is not... There's nothing against going against that, but I would wait. Don't really think about it too much. If you can try not to think about it too much until after your next birthday. Because you have a move card as your Neptune card this year, which has a tendency to cloud it up a little bit.
Is that for this year or next year? Because my birthday's in January. It's coming up.
This year.
Okay.
So after your birthday, that clears out, and you don't have that anymore, and you'll be able to look and see more clearly about this move thing and decide whether it's something that's really the best thing for you or not.
Yeah. It would
probably you might be fantasizing about it right now, but it may or may not actually be a good idea, okay?
Yeah, it's more of a fantasy.
Yeah, well, that's great that you recognize that, so you can just kind of...
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if it could happen, but...
Yeah, well, I think after your next birthday, you'll know exactly what's the right thing to do, whether it's move or stay. And I see you being happy where you are living after your next birthday. And
well,
yes, you could move. You have some great move cards in your Jupiter period next year.
Jupiter period.
So wait
till Jupiter period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that it?
I'm still concerned about this job. I think it's a good thing, and you said it was a good thing. So is this, about a year and a half ago, I was told that in a year and a half, I'd be starting my life's work. Is this any kind of karma in this job?
Well, this could be. I mean, you have cards this year and next that point to finding your life's work. So it's definitely a possibility.
Okay.
Nothing is ever, you always have a choice, though, you understand?
Yeah.
But yes, I would say definitely go for it.
Yeah, I am. I'm going for it 100%. I just wanted to make sure that there was some confirmation here.
Yeah, there is. There's lots of confirmation. So
okay,
you can just relax and jump in full steam, ahead.
Thank you for your time. All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Take care. Okay, let's see. Janet, who was on, is back. Let's see. Is she there? Hello?
Hi.
Is this Janet?
Yes.
July 5th, 1968?
Yes.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm been better, but I have, at the beginning of October, been foreclosed on for my mortgage. But I'm dating someone.
I'm sorry, I didn't make out what you just said. Can you repeat what you just said?
Yes. I'm dating someone whose birthday is April 14th, 1964, and he's got a secure position in the military, so I'm trying to see what you see for both of us, and is there something there? I'm employed as a teacher, but I have to decide whether to stay with my occupation and try to stay where I'm at or go with him. So,
You know what the biggest challenge is for Ten of Diamonds people? And you're a Ten of Diamonds.
A Ten of Diamonds, Ten of Hearts. Yep, no.
Their biggest challenge is learning how to receive in life.
So I should take his hand and go where he leads me.
If he's giving to you, is he giving?
Yes.
See? And do you notice how uncomfortable you get about receiving?
Yes.
So, you know, if you really want to, if you want to be effective in your life, put your energy into the area where you need the most help. And that's it right there. Learning how to open up and be given to. Otherwise, you're doomed to a life of poverty. Otherwise, there's nothing we can do to help you.
He's looking to retire from the military, so that's looking at placing both of us kind of with our palms out.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, retirement in the military means you have a pension of some kind, whatever. I'm just talking about you, okay, you. Your capacity to have money is governed by your ability to receive. And you need to just work on that, okay? And if it means letting this guy take care of you, then so be it. That's what it means. That's what you do. You follow that?
Even though I have children, yes, I do.
Well, you can make a list of all the reasons you have in your mind why you shouldn't do it, okay? And those are all the reasons that have kept you in poverty your life, throughout your life. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Because, you know, money and energy is energy, and it has to flow. It has to flow both ways. It has to be given and also received. If it can't be received or can't be given, it stops the flow, and you end up in poverty. That's just the way it works, okay? So
yes.
We all have
thank you.
To... We all have to keep both ends of it open. But the Ten of Diamonds is known to be blocked on the receiving end the most. We know this. Okay?
Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
You're welcome. Great having you on the show.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for calling back, Janet. Okay, well, that was interesting. So far, nobody has gotten the name of my book. After this break, through my emails to see if anybody got the answer to the main question. One person did find the name of the first book I ever published that ever was published with my name. So anyway, we'll talk about that after this little break. We're going to listen to a song from Bhakti Rock called Sri Ram. And when we come back, if we have any calls, we're going to finish up. And I'm going to give out the contest answer. Be right back after Sri Ram.
Ram. Sriram He Sitaram He Hanumaram Lakshmanaram He Rajaram
Welcome back. This is Robert Lee Camp, and we are in our last little segment. We do have one more caller, and before we quit tonight, I'm going to make a couple more announcements, just remind everybody about what's going on. But first, let's talk to Lori. She's from somewhere in California. Her birthday is June 4th, 1964. Are you there, Lori?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And what part of California are you in?
I have just moved to Sebastopol, which is west
Sonoma.
Uh-huh.
North of San Francisco.
Yes.
Okay, so what's on your mind this evening? Are you new to this show?
I did call approximately 6 months ago, and I was living in Florida at that time, and I was considering leaving a relationship, which I did, and I moved cross-country to California, so I'm starting anew here, and I had a question about when I'm looking at my cards and I see this year, you know, under my King of Diamonds, it doesn't really quite reflect what I've actually been going through, and so my question was in regards to the birth card and the personality ruling card. Is it about looking at both cards and drawing a sort of synthesis, or is it understanding which card you typically enact more often and following that one?
Okay, that's a great question. I think a lot of people have that question. We do actually talk about it when I teach classes, but it's not really written in a book. And basically you have a spread for your birth card and one for your ruling card each period, right? Well,
yeah.
You have to get to know those two different parts of yourself, first of all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, get familiar with who is the King of Diamonds inside of you and who is the Six of Hearts inside of you.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And then the cards in the two spreads are actually different things happening at the same time. Okay?
Uh-huh.
They're different events occurring in the same time period.
Okay.
The ruling card spread is, are things happening to that part of you? You follow me?
Yes, I do.
So like the Six of Hearts part of you would be more of the relationship family part, you know, in general.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And whereas the King of Diamonds would be more your personal ambitions, work, career. You follow?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
I mean, in your case, it's pretty easy to see the distinctions between the two.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes it's not as easy because the cards are the same number or something like that, you know.
Right.
So, you know, you look at these, so how's your year been? I mean, how would you phrase it, your year? How's it been so far? Give me like a two-word description.
up and down. It's been a lot of changes. And that's what I was not seeing reflected in the King of Diamonds. But when I think about it, I'm just starting a new business, having landed here in California, and I think, well, if I look at the King of Diamonds, it looks like there's some positive. If I can get up and get going and take advantage of them,
you will, and it's going to be hard work. Mm-hmm. You have an Eight of Diamonds coming up in Saturn. You're going to make some money, and it's going to be hard work, but that's fine with you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's going to be a man or two before your birthday.
And is that from the King of Diamonds?
From both. Uh-huh. You know, you have a King of Hearts result and you have a Three of Hearts result.
Oh, no. I'm seeing that I have, I have a Ten of Diamonds result. And
really? How old are you?
An Eight of Spades. 45.
I had your birthday as 1964.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I had moved ahead 1 year and forgot. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, so that was a little forecast. That was fun.
Well, forget about that relationship stuff. That's next year.
Okay, that's all fine.
This is the rebirth year for you, and actually it should work out okay. I mean, you know, you're having the rebirth year. It's a blessed year. Good things happen. You know, but the rebirth here is like living through your life spread all in 1 year's time.
That's what it's feeling like, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot of usually it's a lot of seeing ourselves, you know, and going, oh, wow, you know, I've just learned so much more about who I am.
Mm-hmm.
Wishes come true, but sometimes you wish afterwards, I wish I hadn't got that wish. Dang, I should have thought that one through a little bit. How was I to know
right.
It was going to come with this or that? You know?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. That's what happens. Certainly
great.
Happened to
okay.
me during my rebirth year. You know,
huh.
You get what you wish, but you weren't planning on it, and it kind of took you by surprise. But, you know,
okay.
The best attitude is always just to say, look at all the good things that are happening and be grateful for that. Because there's always some good stuff happening in the rebirth year.
Okay.
You
great.
Know, just focus on the good. And because it is, and the more you can kind of do that, the more you realize, hey, things are really going well. It's not really that hard, you know?
Yeah, good. That's good advice. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
And, you know, you're a King of Diamonds. Unfortunately, because you're so strong, you have to take 100% responsibility for everything in your life.
Yes.
If it's not going the way you want it, it's not anyone else's fault. Because you never listen to anybody anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Oh, boy, I do.
Uh-huh. Yeah, my youngest son's a King of Diamonds, and, you know, he knows how to be blind, how to turn that blind eye whenever he wants to. You know, so he makes sure he
dear.
Gets what he wants. It's amazing. I love watching him. You know, I learn so much.
Yeah, that's part of the reflection coming back this year for sure.
Master of acquisition.
Okay, then.
That's it. That's it.
Well, that's I'm also feeling going in that direction. That part of myself is starting to come to fruition much more than it has before. So.
Yeah, I mean, you're coming into the good years of life. Things should get better and better as you get clear about what you want.
Oh, good. Okay. Like that. Wonderful.
All right, Laurie, great talking to you, and welcome to California.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Robert.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we're going to end our show tonight, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra. It was a little hectic for me tonight. There was some technical stuff going on. I apologize if any of you were put off by it too. The answer to my question tonight is, by the way, when you email in, I don't usually answer email questions because I'm busy talking to people. I don't do those of you who've just written in personal questions. The first book on the cards that I ever published was called The Atlantean Oracle. I'm not sure if anybody got that yet on the email. I haven't checked them all. The Atlantean Oracle. And it was really, it was basically what is the Cards of Your Destiny book now. And I had it, I was publishing it for about 3 years. And then a friend of mine convinced me to republish it and rename it and repackage it. And that's when my business really started to improve, was on the suggestion of my friend who said, you know, it's a great book, it just needs to be repackaged. And then I repackaged it as The Cards of Your Destiny. I rewrote it and added more information to it. And that was that. The very first book I ever published, though, was about 10 years earlier. I don't even remember the year I published it. I have to go look at it and see. It was called Creating Arcade Games on the VIC-20. I was a computer enthusiast from the very beginning, and I wrote a book on how to program your own arcade games on the Commodore VIC-20 computer, which was one of the first home computers that had color and all kinds of stuff. It was an amazing computer, actually. Sometimes I miss those Commodore VIC-20s and Commodore 64 computers. And that was my first book, and I subsequently wrote a second book called Creating Games, Arcade Games on the Commodore 64. So that was our questions and answers tonight. I want to remind everybody that I have a live, I'm teaching in January in Iowa and Fairfield, and there's information on 7thunders.com. We're having a great Thanksgiving special. This is the best time to get some of these products. Most of them are 25% discount, which is huge. You want to take advantage of that if you can. And thank everybody for being on the show tonight. We'll be back next week with the same format and some juicy questions and answers. And this is Robert Lee Camp saying good night and have a great week.
Om Purva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayat Om Bhurva Swaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayat Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya vimahi Deyo-yo-na-prachodayam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Chodaya. Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Vahiyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Chodaya. Yeah.